Blackstone Audio presents Eight for Eternity by Mary Read and Eric Mayer. Prologue. January the 10th, 532. The condemned man narrowed his eyes against the January sun, a brilliant translucent disk suspended in the early morning mist. He would have shielded his gaze, but his hands were bound behind him. He could no longer feel his feet. They had become dead things during the short voyage across the Golden Horn to the place of execution. Sandals offered no protection from the cold radiating up through the bottom of the boat. The urban prefect's men had dragged him from his room just as he was finishing a plate of olives. They hadn't even given him time to change into his boots. The boots were left by the bed. They would sit there for a long time, or until one of the servants thought they could be stolen with impunity. When he was born, the ancient midwife who fancied herself an oracle told his mother that her son would die in his boots. Apparently, she was mistaken. He moved forward as slowly as the guards would allow. Perhaps he was still asleep at home, suffering through a dream brought on by a tainted olive. The fog drifting off the nearby water lent a dreamlike appearance to the surroundings. The prefect had ordered a scaffold to be hastily erected on a stretch of waste ground across the Golden Horn from the city. Workers had been hammering timbers together, even as the condemned man was being found guilty in the prefect's private chambers. Despite the hasty preparations, word of the executions had spread. From all around came the murmur of a restive crowd. Some were there to gawk, others to revel, still others to protest. The fog reduced them to shadowy ghosts moving through a distant underworld. The prisoner paid no attention to the phantoms. He struggled to conceal the panic he felt. His captors had taken away his bright green dalmatic, decorated with roundels depicting horses and chariots, and dressed him in an undyed tunic that hung straight from shoulders to knees, the clothing of their lowliest labourer. Even so, they could not take away his dignity. They would have to content themselves with taking his life. Broken chariots and other rubbish had been dumped along the stretch of foreshore. A bearded face peered up from between the broken spokes of a wheel. A marble hand lying nearby held a rein. The shattered statue of a once revered driver consigned to oblivion, perhaps to make room in the hippodrome for new heroes, or for yet another likeness of the charioteer Porphyrius. The thought of oblivion returned to nip at the condemned man's consciousness for
sample complete. Ready to continue?